Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Good News in the Morning. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking today, and I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast. Please visit us at gncm.ca to learn about ways that you can make a contribution and make a difference in this ministry. Well, today we're going to look at something that I think more preachers, more churches should talk about and teach. And that is 48 hours and 7 words. Specifically, the last 48 hours of Jesus Christ's life and the 7 words that he spoke from the cross. One of the number one questions that I was often asked as a pastor was, what exactly was the time breakdown of Jesus' crucifixion and burial? And what is the significance of his 7 words from the cross? Well, I think you're going to find today's broadcast fascinating because I'm going to present to you, based on much research, an hour-by-hour breakdown of the last 48 hours in the life of Jesus Christ. So let's dig right in. And we know that these events happened in 30 AD. And scholars think that it all began on the Thursday night of 30 AD. From 6 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. would have been the Last Supper with the disciples. And Luke 22 tells us that when the hour came, and that would be approximately 6 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Thursday night, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And so from 6 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., Jesus Christ broke bread, shared wine with his disciples. Then, that same evening, Thursday night, 30 A.D., at around 11:30 p.m. until 1 a.m., Jesus Christ went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where, frankly, he waited for his arrest. And we hear in Luke 22, verse 9, that Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He goes on to say in verse 42, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." So this is just a snapshot of a very painful Thursday night in 30 AD, where Jesus had dinner with the disciples, even the one who would betray him. And then his prayers and his sweat like blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, from about 11:30 to 1 a.m. This, my friend, was just the lead up to something far more exhausting and excruciating. and that is the Friday. I'd like us to pause and prepare ourselves to hear about the Friday that Christ was crucified. And we're going to listen to a classic hymn sung by Anne Murray, namely, How Great Thou Art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great.
Welcome back to Good News in the Morning. Today we're looking at 48 hours and 7 words. Specifically, we're looking at the last 48 hours of Jesus Christ's life and the 7 words he expressed from the cross. We're going to pick it up on the Friday, that Christ was crucified. And you know, I used to think that he had a good night's sleep before the Friday events. In reality, he was up all night and he went through six trials before his 9 a.m. crucifixion. First of all, at around 1 a.m., let's say 1 a.m. to 1:30 a.m., he was confronted in the garden and arrested. Then at 1:30 a.m. till about 3 a.m., scholars predict that Jesus had his first of 6 trials. Jesus was on trial before Annas, the former Jewish high priest, for 16 years. And it is during this trial that Jesus received his initial physical abuse. In fact, we see in Luke 22, verse 63, the men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" The second trial then happened with the current Jewish high priest, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin court. Here, during the second trial, Jesus was bloodied by abuse. We see in John 18, verse 12, the following. It says, "Then the detachment of soldiers," this means a cohort of about 200, but likely more like 600 soldiers, "with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas." Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jewish leaders that it would be good if one man died for the people. So the second trial happened before Caiaphas. Then, from about 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., Jesus was imprisoned at Caiaphas' palace. At 5 a.m., the third trial happened. All the Jewish elders, including the high priest, scribes, and the whole Sanhedrin. During this trial, they decided to ask the Roman government to kill the Christ. Then, from about 6 to 7 a.m., was the fourth trial. Jesus had a hearing before the Roman governor, Pilate. Luke 23, verse 6 tells us, "On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at the time." So at about 7 a.m., Jesus had a fifth trial that night. Sleepless, beaten, probably anxious and fearful, Jesus had a hearing before Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great. It says in Luke 23, verse 8, when Jesus met with Herod, Herod plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing Jesus. And then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed him and mocked him. They dressed him in an elegant robe, and they sent him back to Pilate. So around 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., Jesus stood before Pilate for his sixth trial during the night. Pilate repeatedly tried to release Jesus, but the Jewish leaders continued to object. Pilate physically tortured and beat Jesus beyond recognition, seeking to satisfy the Jewish leaders. However, the Jews demanded that Christ be crucified. Pilate resisted, but eventually gave the order to execute Christ. So we hear in John 19, a gospel witness account, starting at verse 1, "Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they slapped him in the face." So this is what happened throughout the early hours of Friday morning. At 8:30 a.m., Jesus was forced to carry his own cross. They handed him the cross, which likely weighed over 100 pounds. It was not a new cross, it was a recycled cross. Wood was so rare that each man didn't get his own death on his own cross. That would be too dignified. No, this cross was already covered with the blood of other men. It already had nail holes in it from other executions. They handed it to Jesus and they laid it across his bloodied, raw, open back. It was a rugged cross with splinters deeply penetrating into what was left of his back and legs. Jesus was so traumatized, so tired, so beaten, so bloodied, that he could not carry it on his own. So they appointed a gentleman named Simon from the town of Cyrene to assist him. And then, all of this anguish, all of this suffering, culminated in the actual crucifixion, which happened at approximately 9 a.m. We know this because 9 a.m. is what is meant by the third hour. And Mark 15, verse 25 says, it was the third hour when they crucified him. The third hour in Jewish time would have been 9 a.m. So the crucifixion began at 9 a.m. The ancient Jewish historian Josephus called crucifixion the most wretched of deaths. In speaking of crucifixion, it was Cicero who declared that the Roman citizen should not think of the cross and should not even speak of it because it was altogether horrifying for decent Roman citizens to even contemplate or utter. Now, crucifixion itself began roughly 500 years before the death of Jesus with the Persians, and it continued for some 900 years until 300 years after the death of Christ. It ceased when the Roman Emperor Constantine, who was the first professing Christian, put it to an end. Now, it was the Persians who invented it, but it was the Romans who perfected it. They reserved it for the lowest classes, for slaves, for foreigners, and very rarely would a Roman citizen be crucified. So Jesus Christ died by means of a death reserved typically for criminals. The death was done openly and publicly, and the crucifixion could sometimes take days as people literally wilted under the heat of the sun. Let's pick it up now. And this is when we see Christ's seven sayings from the cross. The very first thing that Jesus Christ said from the cross was, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This is amazing, that he should have such mercy, such forgiveness for the very ones who nailed him to the cross, who pinned him to the tree. It's only Luke who records Jesus' prayer for his executors. And this is recorded, as I mentioned, in Luke 23. It's fitting because in Luke 6, Jesus teaches on love for one's enemies. So here in Luke 23, we read that in the midst of all his pain and suffering, Jesus prayed for those who executed him. Now from 9 a.m. till noon, Jesus hung on the tree. And in 9 a.m. to noon, we hear some more sayings from the cross, namely three in all. Here are the three other sayings. As Jesus hung from 9 until noon on the Friday, he first said this. He said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This he said to the prisoner next to him on the cross. Now we know for context from 9 a.m. to noon from Matthew 27 that people passing by shouted abuse and shook their heads in mockery. We know from Luke 23 that the people watching and the rulers sneered at him and they called out, "He saved others, let him save himself." Well, they offered him wine vinegar. And they said, "If you are the King of Jews, save yourself." Well, in this context, amidst all this physical and all this verbal abuse, Christ chooses for his second phrase from the cross to say, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This phrase underlines two things. First, the innocence of Jesus Christ. And second, the power of Christ to deliver grace, saving grace to the criminal nailed next to him. The third phrase that Jesus Christ uttered from the cross is this, also between 9 a.m. and noon. He turned to his mother and he said, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple John, "Here is your mother." You know, in the previous two sayings, Jesus is mindful of others, and this one is no different. In this one, though, Jesus is specifically addressing his mother. He's conscious that he'll soon be leaving the earth, and he wanted to make sure that his mother would be taken care of well beyond his death. Now at noon, something momentous happens. Luke 23, verse 44 tells us, "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until about 3 o'clock, for the sun stopped shining." We're going to pause for a moment and reflect on what we've just heard. And when we return, we're going to look at noon until 3 o'clock, the momentous final 3 hours of Jesus Christ. And we're going to unpack his last sayings from the cross. Let's listen now to a song called "Everything" by Tim Hughes.
Everything, be my everything,
We're looking today at the crucifixion of Christ and his seven sayings from the cross. Now, we looked at the first three sayings of Christ that happen from the third hour, which would be 9 a.m., to the sixth hour, which would have been noon. And we know that at about noon, darkness came over the earth. Let's pick it up then from noon until the ninth hour, which would be 3 p.m. The fourth saying from the cross is this: my God, why have you forsaken me? This is Jesus Christ quoting from Psalm 22, verse 1, which states, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from me, so far from my cries and anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Jesus chose to quote these words from the cross. They were his fourth words. And this shows us the tremendous intimacy between Jesus Christ and his Father. This is a cry from Christ's heart. It was a cry that came from the depths of his being. This saying is followed by Christ's fifth saying from the cross, namely, I am thirsty. This is recorded in John 19, verses 28 to 30. Jesus knew that everything was now finished, and to fulfill the scriptures, he said, I am thirsty. In response, a jar of sour wine was passed to him through a soaking sponge. This is a shocking statement in John's gospel, because John begins his gospel by reminding us and by highlighting that Christ is divine. John points out that in the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ, and through him all things were made. He is divine, he is eternal. And yet here we see in John 19 that Christ is also human. And just as we humans thirst, so too did he. Now at the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. on Friday, we see Jesus declare in a loud voice, it is finished. It is finished. This was his sixth saying from the cross. Now, it'd be too easy to understand these words as words of relief that his ordeal had come to an end. But in reality, this is a cry of victory, a victorious exclamation that he had successfully completed the mission that he had come to earth for. Then comes the seventh word from the cross. Right before his death, Jesus says these simple words, recorded in Luke 23. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two, and Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. These are Jesus' final words. There was darkness for about 3 hours, and these were his last words from the cross, which are a quotation from Psalm 31:5. Psalm 31:5 was used by the Jews as an evening prayer. And how striking it is that these were the last words uttered by Christ. Friends, these are the last hours of Christ, his seven sayings from the cross.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.